VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says he probably won't agree to be interviewed directly by the special investigator who is looking at possible links between the Trump presidential campaign in 2016 and Russia. Trump suggested that his written answers to the investigator's questions will be his final response. Trump told Fox News that in recent days he gave, quote, very, very complete answers to questions I shouldn't have been asked. Probably this is the end. The U.S. State Department says a final conclusion about the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has not yet been reached by the U.S. government. The Trump administration is taking issue with reports that cite a U.S. official as saying American intelligence agencies have concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing. President Trump says he has been told about an audio recording of the killing of Khashoggi inside Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul last month, but he has no intention of listening to it. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump confirms the U.S. has the recording, describing it in an interview with Fox News Sunday as a suffering tape.
I've been fully briefed on it. There's no reason for me to hear.
But whether the killing was done on the orders of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
You know, who can really know? But I can say this. He's got many people now that say he had no knowledge.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Lindsey Graham says of the Crown Prince.
He's irrational. He's unhinged. And I think he's done a lot of damage to the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. And I have no intention of working with him ever again.
Florida Governor Rick Scott won a U.S. Senate seat by 10,000 votes. That from state officials on Sunday. It follows a manual recount over a week after the election. This is VOA News. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Papua New Guinea ended Sunday without a formal agreement. That's the first time that's happened in the summit's nearly 30-year history. Amid a trade war between the United States and China, leaders from the two countries failed to agree on the language of a final agreement. This is the American Vice President Mike Pence at the conference.
There are differences today. They begin with trade practices, with tariffs and quotas and forced technology transfers, the theft of intellectual property, but it goes beyond that to freedom of navigation in the seas and concerns about human rights.
The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, says despite challenges and difficulties, he is cautiously optimistic or hopeful about facilitating an inter-Afghan peace dialogue to end the 17-year-long war. Khalilzad spoke to reporters on Sunday, a day after returning to the Afghan capital from 3 days of talks with political representatives of the Taliban. It's been a year since Australians voted to legalize gay marriage in a historic postal ballot. Almost 5,500 same-gender weddings have taken place in the past year since marriage was redefined as a, quote, union of two people, despite fierce opposition from religious and conservative groups. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The law divided Australia. While almost 8 million people voted in support of same-sex marriage, about 5 million opposed the reform. Paul Kennedy from the Coalition for Marriage said it was morally wrong.
There is no other institution that is as important as marriage, anthropologically, biologically, historically, that defines the relationship that best nurtures a man and a woman and their capacity to raise children.
But the reform has been embraced by the gay community. It's estimated that 10% of same-sex couples in Australia have married since the law was changed.
Pope Francis on Sunday held a religious service for thousands of poor people on the Church's annual Day of the Poor on Sunday. At the Vatican, the Pope made a reference to migrants when he called on people to pay attention to, quote, all those forced to flee their homes and native land for an uncertain future. Sunday was the second observance of the Day of the Poor, an event that Francis initiated last year. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.